Hello, good morning. Hi, how are you doing? We've missed you guys. I feel like I haven't seen you guys. We say this every single time.
I missed you guys.
I know. Well, first of all, I feel like I haven't seen Matt in 3 weeks, but that's not possible. But
no, I feel like it's been 1 week. Exactly.
Yeah. And not only that, we're all trying to keep our distance from each other as much as possible. As much as possible. What does as much as possible mean? I don't know.
No, this is the first time I've been out the house.
Like, I know. You've been just hanging out with Patricia quite a bit lately.
I have. And I love it.
Quarantine love, baby. Quarantine
hold on. Wait. Before we jump into it, let's cheers real quick because this is about to get deep, bitch.
Cheers. Oh. Cheers.
All right. It's coffee talker, cheers. Baby. Yeah.
I feel like Mariah and I should be like 6 feet apart.
Well, baby, our camera lens are not that wide, no, so please don't do that.
So we're going to have to get close for this one.
I know you're supposed to like stay apart from each other with this virus going around, but like I'm feeling more love than ever. I'm seeing all of you guys a lot.
Well, the thing is, like, obviously, you know, social distancing is what we're all supposed to be doing right now, and which a lot of people are, which is great, and trying to slow the, you know, the spread down
which
as much as
we
possibly can. But the thing is, like, and it's kind of weird, but we're in an unusual situation where we see the same people every single day for the last year.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody different other than who we see unless we go out and do something outside of our friend group, which we haven't been doing. Like,
yeah.
We're not going out to bars. We're not going out to Saddle.
Yeah. I feel like we've done pretty well on not seeing anybody outside of our friend group.
I haven't.
That we see
all.
Every day. Yeah.
We just hang out and do the same thing we do every single day.
Mm-hmm. We've been keeping it small. Like, Carly and Aaron have both been at their apartments.
Yeah.
Every day. I haven't seen Carly and Aaron since the first day of, like, you know, quarantine.
It's so weird saying it sounds so like,
look, I mean, look, it's weird because
a movie, like,
I feel like it's like in Monsters Inc. though, when like the,
right,
you find out,
yeah,
that like you have something, like all the people in those suits come and swarm,
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
it's like,
like when the monster has that like a human sock on its back, that's now you put that motherfucking quarantine.
Right.
Did you guys think we would get to this state in LA?
No,
even a week ago.
I thought we would get to where stuff is shut
it.
Down.
Yeah, I expected.
I didn't expect the houses and everything. It's crazy. We were all focused on Coachella. Like, that was
right.
It. We were like, is Coachella happening or is it not? We didn't think about the immediate consequences of what was going to happen before us.
Yeah. Right. I can't picture anything worse than where we are right now.
Right.
Like,
I mean, it could definitely get worse.
I'm sure it could. But like, in my head before this, I saw like, okay, stay inside. Restaurants are going to shut down. Like, I saw that coming. Like, it seemed,
yeah,
you know,
inevitable.
Possible. But anything further than here is really interesting in my head. Like, in Miami, they're doing a curfew, which is like 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
10?
10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's what I saw in an article.
That's insane to me.
It's pretty bad because in Florida, nobody gives a shit. I know, like, right now, being from Florida, I know everybody in Florida doesn't give a shit.
They'll
about
be like, charge me, bitch. I'll
yeah,
go fuck.
They're like, I'm going to party. I'm going to go out.
Have
like,
you
that's
seen
just
those
how they
kids?
Are.
Doing their like spring break shit.
Did you see the beach?
Oh, yeah.
We've been planning this for 2 weeks. We're not going nowhere. Woo!
Everybody was surprised by those interviews. I wasn't at all.
No.
I was like, I knew it was from Florida before I even.
I think I saw somebody we went to high school with.
Yeah.
Like,
people like that are 100% part of the big problem right now.
Yeah. Right.
Is these people, like, that beach was unbelievable. More people went to the beach to celebrate coronavirus, it looked like. It was actually insane. Like,
I think that's insane.
That's crazy. I think that's like you, now you're really,
you're
really
playing with fire.
Yeah, you're being selfish at that point. There's like a fine line of just being selfish.
I think
they've
just been drunk the whole time. They haven't sobered up to the reality of what's going on around them.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
like the people in Germany who are on Big Brother and they don't know anything about the virus.
Oh, they're filming.
Imagine they had to tell them.
It was the first time I think in Big Brother history where they had to interrupt and tell the people, "Hey, this is what's going on in the outside of you." Can you imagine being on that show and just being like, "Come again? What's going? People are quarantining themselves in their own homes."
Oh,
like, but if you think about it, those people are more safe than ever. They have not been exposed
right.
to
They'll
anybody
be like, thank
on the outside.
God.
That's probably the safest place they could be at right now is
I
being
know,
quarantined in that
you
house.
You just don't know about like your family,
family
and your
yeah.
loved
oh yeah
ones
yeah sorry
right.
I'm just talking about like in
personally
correct they, yeah. yeah they are I guess in a safe place. But okay, But how have you guys been spending your time? Yeah.
Before we continue that, I just want to give like a little, you know, before we continue, everything that we say, again, if we're like, whenever we're talking about Corona, the virus, this is just based on what we've seen online, the articles
also,
that we've
also
read.
Also, guys, this is days and days and days before you guys are actually getting to see it. So like our last podcast was a week recorded before it even came out.
Yeah, we were talking about Tom Hanks posting his picture,
which is
and
super old.
Exactly.
We also understand the seriousness of the situation, how sensitive people are.
Right.
We have not seen each other very much, and we're talking through this as you guys would talk through it. This is a release. This is therapeutic for us to get out what we're going through. We are not experts. We are not qualified on anything. But just know that
we're all in this together.
Here, and we're just
high school
letting
school.
It out.
And
so, how have you been passing the time?
What? Okay, hold on. What's been the worst for you so far?
The worst just has been basically just doing nothing all day. Like, I know I don't film a lot, but like, I feel like I've been wanting to film more because there's just really nothing to do now. And
I came in the house, like, I had been away.
Zane's just
and
sitting
I was
with
like,
the camera waiting for something to happen.
Zane was like, I have a TikTok idea. Matt, please, nobody's here. Todd isn't here. Matt, please, please, please. And I was just gathering like a supplies. Like,
yeah, he was about to leave me.
To go back.
Yeah.
He was about to leave me to go to Patricia's. And I was like, so Matt, how long are you going for? And Matt turned around and goes, I don't know, man.
Like, it
was a serious.
I really didn't. I was thinking about hitting the road, just getting out of town.
I'm
a wanderer.
Yeah, I don't know. Just somewhere safe. Somewhere just away from it all. Just because that's the toughest thing. I wish I could treat this as like a mental vacay, because it's really hard being cooped up in a place where you spend your daily routine.
Right.
And that's now been shifted. Like, that's where I've been like, well, if it's like this, I really just want to get away, not somewhere populated, not somewhere where I'm partying, but just somewhere by a lake.
Peaceful, right.
And
that sounds nice.
That's just because I feel like giving myself a little bit of a mental vacay from the reality of it all would make it go.
You see, that would be doing your part in society, getting away from everything, going to a lake by yourself. You rent a cabin.
That sounds so good.
It's probably the smartest thing to do. I'm worried about hitting the road, though, and like certain cities are like, you can't come through here. And then you're zigzagging around.
We're not there yet, but it could get there.
Right.
At some point.
I'm just going to keep my feet still here.
We're trying as hard as we can to look at the positive and everything.
Right.
Especially with what's going on.
What have you been doing?
Not in a dramatic way, but the only thing that's really changed in my life is the fact that the gym closed.
That, I agree.
Which is super weird because like that's like my morning routine. I like to wake up, I'll have like a little breakfast and then go to the gym. And then the morning starts from there. You start off on a good note, you get something done under your belt for the day. And then you're like, I'm ready to take on today. So without having that, it's been a little, just a slight change. So instead I've just been running the neighborhood, and then we have a rowing machine upstairs. So we kind of just, I've just been doing my little rowing workout. It's really,
I need to get equipment in my house because
it's nice.
I did only work out at a gym whenever I did.
Yeah.
Ever since my elbow accident, I dislocated my elbow December 1st. I have not been to the gym. I have not worked
he
out
remembers
or
the
nothing.
Day.
Natalie's birthday, right?
Yeah, Natalie's birthday. Corinna's, it sucks. It makes you not want to do anything. And it started hurting again for some reason. It feels like it like is dislocating.
Because you're like,
again.
I'm a savage.
Hey. he been going hard on them TikTok dances.
Classy.
No, you know what? That's probably not the best thing for my arm. But like, I just want to mobilize it again. I want to be able to move it again.
Hard. Right.
And it just fucking sucks.
Did your
it'll
physical
never be the
therapy
again.
Place close?
Yeah, like, everything's closed. Yeah, of course. Everything's closed.
Do they go live on Instagram being like, E1 and 2 and 3, Zane, thanks for tuning in.
I see you in there. Yeah.
I'm doing the exercise that I'm doing there just at home. I mean, it's nothing special. I don't need to be there to do those exercises. I can just do it at home.
Right.
Y'all know what I've been doing? Animal Crossing.
What is that?
Know what Animal Crossing.
I've heard of it. I just don't know where do you play it. Is it like a
you
Facebook
play it on
game?
Nintendo Switch. Because you remember it came out like on the GameCube in like 2001.
Hold on. What's the game on Facebook then that everybody
Farmville.
Plays?
Farmville. Similar to Farmville, but with more heart. Okay. And it's this. How would I say? It's like this. It's this little. You get your own island and. There's all these little like animals that live on there, and you just start your own little community.
Right?
You gather fish, you gather butterflies, You plant trees.
Well, we're gonna,
how
we're,
is this boring? Y'all,
no, no, this is what we're going to be doing in about 4 months.
Y'all, in real life.
We hit him up down the road. We're like, yo, what was that game again? Like,
Animal Crossing.
I'm hooking on my Xbox and PS2 tonight. Yeah. Because, I mean, we have to stay in, and that's just only going to help us stay in and not go out. Is play video.
Join dive, me on Animal Crossing. Guys, I'm going to put my friend code below so you guys can join
it,
me.
Baby.
Visit my island. It's not ready yet. Hopefully, it'll be ready by the time
and
you're
I know,
listening.
I know everyone's saying, read a book. I'm not going to read a book.
I've been reading a book.
I just started a really good book a couple days ago. Guys.
Oh, you guys are reading?
This is the first book I've read.
He's so happy. He's so proud
since
of himself.
Since middle school.
Series of Unfortunate
Events.
You haven't
read a book since middle school?
That was the only books I read.
Wait,
only books
wait,
I read.
Wait.
Which ones?
Series of Unfortunate Events.
No, but I haven't like finished a book cover to cover in I don't know how long. I just, I don't know. I have a really bad... When was the last book you read? Don't fucking rub my shoulder.
Hey, look. No, I'm proud of you. I'm like, it seemed like you're very proud of yourself,
yeah.
though.
No,
I'm happy
I'm excited.
For you. I'm just jealous that you read a book. And
no,
I'm
not done with it yet. I'm getting there. But it's called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
Oh, I saw that.
That sounds like a Bailey Kids school book.
If you give a mouse a cookie, what is it?
Vampires drink pink lemonade. One of those books?
Yeah.
What are those?
Leprechauns don't. Teach gym or wait,
don't play basketball.
Or, that's funny.
Or werewolves don't tell ghost stories.
It literally wait, sounded like a Bailey school
the guy. The monk who sold his Ferrari sounds like a
it kind of does. I'm not gonna lie. No, it's
monks don't sell their Ferrari. With all those kids like questionably looking.
Right.
If you give a monk a Ferrari,
he's gonna want a Lamborghini.
All right, you want to tell us really quickly what it's about?
Really quickly,
a monk who sold his Ferrari. The end.
Yeah, it's about this hotshot lawyer who basically had, you know, everything that he could have ever wanted. He ended up having a heart attack, and it kind of brought him into this new perspective of what he really wants from life, and realized that there's more to life than just possessions and shit like that. So he
sold his Ferrari.
Well, he sold all of his stuff and moved out, and basically met up with this group of monks who showed him this new way of thinking and enlightenment to finding self-righteousness and finding I don't know, just about
that's great.
It's a self-motivating kind of book, and I don't know, I really enjoyed it. If you guys want to check it out,
that's awesome.
Oh damn,
you see, yeah, it's just
meanwhile,
a,
meanwhile,
it's,
you
it's
start
a new
your,
way
you
of
start
thinking.
Your Lamborghini and it's like vroom, you're like, om.
I ain't selling this shit.
You find the zen from the engine.
right No, but it is great, and it's definitely helped me look at things differently and find a lot more positive in what's going on.
That's cool.
And if you guys don't want to play games and read books and stuff,
then
check out TikTok.
No. But I'm
play games, read books. What do you do?
I've been enjoying it. We've been just like cooking and cleaning, literally just getting the house in order. Like it, because like we normally don't have time.
I'm saying, hey, Mariah, you cleaning?
Yeah.
Because that coffee spot's been there for 3 weeks.
All right.
All right. That's cool.
It's not cool. It's just, it feels good.
When Matt doesn't know what to say, that's cool.
Very cool.
Or no. When someone's talking to you and you're just over with the conversation, what's the one thing you keep saying over and over again to them?
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Oh, that's wow, that's crazy.
Really?
Oh, crazy.
Really?
That's crazy.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Wow.
I'm really bad at
wow, that's
really.
Crazy.
Really? Whoa.
So, yeah. So, everybody's quarantining. It's pretty much just a lot of just nothing. And
quarantine?
Oh, I
quarantining?
Also...
What's it called? Quarantine?
What is the verb?
Quarantining.
I like that. Quarantition.
That's
oh,
a noun.
Speaking of quarantining, Zane and I actually are going to be starting to post a bonus video week on our channel.
Yes, that's really exciting. So,
crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Shut your ass up. Sit right there. All right, so Heath and I are posting 2 videos a week on our channel.
Right.
And the second video, I saw a lot of people say, oh my God, I can't believe you're posting 2 podcasts a week. It's not 2 podcasts a week. It's 1 podcast a week still and another video, but it's just like
just
a fun video.
Just Zane thing.
And Heath. Old school fucking, we're probably going to be drunk. Probably going to be just messy, sassy.
Having some fun.
Yeah, just
it's
like.
It's going to be basically think of. Coffee talk energy, us being our normal selves going crazy, but doing an activity or doing something like just different. I don't know. It's going to be fun.
But no, I mean, normally we're like that on our personal channels, but like we really just want to give you guys the full Zany Heath
Just unfiltered experience, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to give it to you every week. We're not going to stop. There's something we got to commit. Mm-hmm. And we've already filmed our first video.
Right.
Mariah and I are going to edit it. Or Mariah might edit it. I might get too lazy. But yeah, we're so excited. Please subscribe. You're going to be seeing a lot more on the channel.
I'm so excited. The first video was really fun, and we know you guys are going to love it.
It was one long-ass video, too. Oh, I wonder. It's probably going to be a 30-minute video. It's like an actual video. But
hot mess video.
Yeah. It comes out Thursday, hopefully. We're going to try to post Thursday, right?
I'm so excited. I'm really excited.
Please don't put a day on
no,
it.
No, we have to, because if we post a podcast videos on Tuesdays, then we got to post it Thursdays.
One thing I realized, putting a date on something and making it vocal puts more pressure on yourself, and chances are you're going to commit and follow through with it.
And especially when multiple people are...
No, I'm serious.
No, when multiple people are a part of a channel...
Because you hold yourself accountable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But guys, be prepared, because it's coming.
And turn on the notification.
You know what else is coming?
My birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Well, it was coming.
It's not coming anymore. They canceled my birthday.
Oh, does that mean you get to skip a year? Like, you're still going to be 27 next year?
I would like that.
What were your plans for your birthday?
We were supposed to go to freaking Monster Jam, do a bunch of cool shit.
Okay, so our April was booked. We had every single week something to do.
April is the busiest month for all of us as a friend group. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, when can I plan his birthday? And Monster Jam happened to be in Vegas this weekend. So I booked Monster Jam. I booked a hotel in Vegas. And I made a list of places, like pit stops, that we can road trip to and bring the dirt bikes. And like this whole thing, we were supposed to leave today. And it was supposed to be Saturday, Sunday.
Today?
Yeah.
I could have been riding dirt bikes out. Oof.
We are all supposed to be somewhere, I feel like, this week.
I was supposed to be in Austin for South by Southwest. Was that right now?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That like things like Coachella, which is usually so much fun for all of us, Aaron's wedding, like all these things are being canceled for some reason. Why am I not so like worked up on it?
Because
usually,
there's no FOMO.
To me,
there's
relieving.
FOMO. Nobody can go. So why miss out on anything?
Oh, okay.
I was so stressed knowing it all was coming. I was like, there's weddings, there's Coachella, then I got to go to Florida for another wedding that we were going to Aruba, then we were coming back, then it was my brother's wedding, and I was like, I can't deal with all this.
And I was trying to, like, guys, you should have seen us, like, before this all happened. We were trying to set days to work around this podcast to film and record. And,
oh, my gosh.
Like, we don't even think we would have made it. Like, we probably would have missed a post because of how much shit that's was going on this month.
I thought it was kind of, like, relieving.
A little bit.
No, I was just excited for all the weddings.
Well, yeah, that sucks, and I feel like...
No,
like
it does.
Five of my friends like have canceled their weddings or postponed them.
That's such an awful feeling.
At least you're not alone. Like, right. And there's not... The reason is something that everybody's being affected by. It's not because it's not working out or, you know.
Especially Erin, because she was so... Like, she was stressed out so hard on the wedding. And there was things coming up that she would... That, like, she got blindsided by, and it was just making her even more stressed, and I felt so bad. And there was a couple times where I called her, and I was just like, hey, just want to make sure you're okay. Like, there must be a lot on your fucking plate to have to deal with all this.
I had finished, like, all my officiant stuff with, like, her and TJ. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just... 2 weeks ago, in thinking about their wedding being postponed by this whole thing, was not even on my radar. I was like, well, it'll be fine by then. And then it just kept getting more intense. It's just such a weird time.
I was I was talking to my mom a couple days ago. I was just talking to her. I was like, Mom, isn't it crazy that it's in our generation that this is happening? She's like, honey, nothing like this has ever happened since I was born. Like, this is like an unreal. Even for me, like my mom was saying this, I'm like, that's crazy.
When we're elderly people, we're going to be like, you guys went around back when coronavirus happened. We all had to self-quarantine in our house.
Could you imagine if we're all just so used to doing this elbow thing? Like, it's months and months go by where we're in quarantine. And if we do see somebody, it's all the elbow. And like, we get used to doing that and people aren't shaking hands anymore. Like, down the road, we tell our kids, it's like, yeah, we used to shake hands when we were younger when we would
and
meet
the kids
somebody.
Are like, ooh, and like, how what? Gross.
Like, it's not like this. But that's how shit starts.
I was like joking with Patricia. I'm like, oh, look at everyone out here with their like apocalyptic like attire. Everyone looks so chic. You saw these just like couples rolling in. Like, I had like gloves on and I had this like black jacket, my hat turned backwards, and you would see these like people together. And I'm like, look at everyone's outfits. I was like joking about that, but it was the weirdest energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how people rate Coachella outfits? We should rate like quarantine outfits.
Ooh.
I like that.
I know, right? Like, it was very. Did you? But you haven't. That's a funny thing. There was a point where I was like, do I stay with Zayn or do I stay with my girlfriend?
I like Are you talking about just like because I wasn't prepared
to take care of?
Because you know, like I just came into town.
You got to take care of both. Which one's it gonna be?
I was like, well, Zane gathered supplies, and then I was like, no, but I think my girlfriend has. So
yeah, no, I mean, I try to grab as much as like I could think of because, like, I'm not trying to stack up for the apocalypse. I'm stacking up for my food for the week because I know there's gonna be more food next week. So I just got like just whatever I'd eat throughout the week.
The thing is, I've never been through this before. I have not.
No, people. But that's the thing. They don't know what's gonna. They're in panic, and like I get it. Everybody's freaking out. But we went to the grocery store, and everything was gone. We got a little bit of like frozen good stuff, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And we went to REI for camping stuff. I was like, let's just get freeze dried astronaut food. You add boiling water.
And a lot of people aren't even thinking about that.
Nobody was in there. All of it was there. So I just got a bunch of that stuff.
But REI is probably closed now.
Yeah. Oh,
probably
yeah.
Now.
He told me and Carly. He was like, "You might want to go to REI to pick up all that like the, the what's that food called?
It's just like freeze backpackers dried. Food.
Backpackers food. Food. And me and Carly, the second we're like, all right, let's go. It closed a minute ago, and they were and we called. Hey, we are closed now until like indefinitely until we're open again. I was like, God.
And that food expires but in like 2050.
Walmart still has that type of stuff. If you go to their campgrounds section, where people aren't looking at that type of stuff, but it lasts for like 30 years.
Yeah.
So even if you don't use it now, you have it forever.
Yeah.
And
can you imagine if you were like abroad on your own terms, not like with a student program or anything, just traveling and like
and you're stuck.
And you're stuck in Europe.
What was all
I don't know what I would do. Or like you would have I just hopefully in the fantasy in my mind is you find some villager who's like, stay with me, child. Everything will be fine. But you're like screwed out there, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The people that are abroad for school, like I saw like different videos of them packing last second to fly back home. Was that all like for real? Like were like, they have to fly back home right now or they're fucked. Like they're stuck there.
I think that's just the mandated by the school program, whatever they're with is like.
But schools are closing down. So they had to leave anyways to go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they didn't give them much time at all. They're like, you need to go right now.
No.
That's crazy.
When will we ever go to Japan?
Ben, it's never going to happen. A long time.
We were gonna go to Japan for the Olympics before all this
Before all this started, Zane and I had this long conversation. Like, we are going to be traveling 2020. It is going to be.
This is our year. We're going to be everywhere but this city this year. And look at us now, quarantined in our house.
But you know what? It's what we were dealt.
I'm bummed.
I know. I'm sorry. I know. I feel awful for that. I feel like this was just a slap in your face. But like I feel like this was just like
face.
This was like, hey Zane, look at you. Look how stupid you are.
You can't left predict this for these so types long. Of things. Yeah. It's gonna be so interesting. Like the world after this. Like we're always gonna be kind of like, are they gonna have pandemic insurance?
Something is gonna come out of all of this.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with Heath. I feel like. I don't know what it is, either good, either bad, but something will come out.
Something is going to come out of
it. Something will change. I mean, I'm not comparing this at all, but like, remember 9/11 and
the Patriot Act?
I don't know what's that act?
The Patriot Act. That's what was passed after 9/11.
Oh, for security, for TSA. Right. Okay, sorry. I didn't know what that was referring to that. But yeah, TSA, like apparently TSA was awful before that day.
They're allowed to like search all your stuff, go through like personal messages, all sorts of shit.
That's
it was
crazy.
Just like invasive, but like obviously that's what it came from. Like that happened and people like were like, oh my God, we can't have this happen. We need to pass this.
Yeah.
So something's definitely gonna come out of all this. And I'm just curious to see what it is.
It is crazy that
Jesus is coming back.
It is crazy that all these like these events are like don't have like pandemic insurance.
My heart goes out for anybody right now who is like struggling right now.
Right.
With this. People are either lost their jobs or they're like barely getting by because of this and they still have to pay rent. I really hope that there is a freeze on rent or there's at least some stimulus to get people back on their feet affected by this.
That's awful.
I'm sorry.
There's supposedly a $1 trillion stimulus that's being sent out after all this to
it's being like
to,
distributed to
right.
I hope there is some relief that these people get who are
just something
to stay home, at least taking care of their kids, and then they can't even.
That's
go
that's what
work.
I feel really bad about. I feel bad about the people who are struggling financially and they're losing their jobs. They can't pay their rent.
They have no choice to go to their job.
Their job is shut down.
Yeah.
And all these different businesses that are just being forced to shut down because they can't survive
and
through
it. And even the people who are working in the medical field handling this entire crisis.
So
my heart
many
goes out
people,
to every single fucking person
right,
who's
that are
being
affected
in
by this.
It's people awful. In retail, people working at the grocery stores that they have to be there every day. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's a terrible
time
right now.
Thank you. If you're listening,
you know what?
And you work in these fields, thank you so much. Like, you are doing so much. You're doing the world a favor right now.
Thank you to all the emails I've been getting from people who do work in this field and the stories they've been sharing. Guys, like, just thank you so much for your service. It means the world. And also knowing that someone works in the field and listens to this podcast, it's really...
That's cool.
It's
yeah.
awesome. Okay. So on a lighter note, Zane... You surprised us with somebody recently.
Oh, yeah, guys. We always quote this kid. He's a TikToker. His name is Adam Ray. Okay, on there. He does a character named Rosa. We're all his shit. Literally, I mean, we don't do it much anymore. I feel like it comes in waves whenever something new happens.
It comes in waves of, like, stuff that we naturally say.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's saying, come here.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah. Right. So, a month ago, I got his number. I reached out. Found out he was coming to LA, and he was like, I knew that he was gonna have a meetup here, and so I knew he was gonna post all the shit about being in LA, and I knew that people follow. I know some of you guys followed him, so I reached out and I asked him, hey, can we please surprise my friends? He's like, oh my god, yes, let's do it. I was like, okay, but one thing, please, you cannot post that you're coming out here. He's like,
because
and I felt
like
so bad
it.
Asking because that's like, you know, I don't want to have him like not be able to post when he's out here.
He came all the way out here.
No, he was coming out here already for a week and a half.
Oh, I thought he is moving here.
I don't think he's visiting, but planning on moving.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so he had a lot of work. He had a lot of PR, a lot of press, a lot of collaboration. He had a lot here. And mine was just one of the little things that he had going. And I just felt bad asking him to hide something that was such a big deal for him. Because he's never left the state of Texas. He's never been on a plane before.
I knew he was from Texas. I was like, Adam, where are you from? And he was like, Texas. And I'm like, me too? I fucking knew it.
Yeah, he was so sweet. And he was such a great like sport about everything.
Yeah, he was great.
And you guys, I like your reactions. I could not believe your guys' reaction. It was much more than I expected.
See, when I thought you had bought new furniture.
Well, yeah, baby, that I had to try to cover it up because I didn't want you to make. Because the only like, if I said I had a big surprise for you guys would have probably guessed it was him.
I didn't see it coming. I love. That
I didn't see it coming at
I've
all.
Ever had are Miss Juicy and Rosa. And it's just somebody right. being blindfolded and then hearing their voice.
Yeah,
like, so cool.
It sounded so like a fun. Recording. That's what I thought it was just like just playing it.
Yeah,
when I saw so you good. And Mariah pull up. I was like, they have no idea.
That's
I was
so
like
funny.
Listening for it.
I think
so
the
funny.
Best part is you. I don't think you put this in your video, but you said before us walking into the room, you said everybody quoted him.
Yeah.
Walking in there.
Yeah.
So that was, I feel like.
Everybody was cool. Everyone was just saying something that one of his lines in his TikToks.
Yeah.
That's
as I was pulling him into the room. And he heard it too. So, and I'm sure he was so thrilled that he was already hearing you guys fucking say his lines that he created.
It's funny because we were. Us and him, we were both nervous to like be around each other. Like he was nervous enough because he's like a huge fan, but we are huge fans of him. And I was like,
we're bigger fans of him than he is of us.
Yeah, exactly.
But we were both like, we didn't want to ask for a picture. Like we were.
It was
nervous.
So when we were all doing pictures, it felt so weird.
I know.
It felt like we were asking someone we shouldn't be asking for a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really funny, but no, it was so exciting. Like we're all talking to him, and it's so exciting seeing someone. That genuine and that nice, like blow up so fast, and like you know he's gonna be like he's gonna do so great later in life. But like right now, he's getting everything.
He's getting all the hype, he's getting all the recognition,
and so it's fun seeing someone just experience everything like we did the first year that we came out here.
And you just want to like give him advice and like just make sure he's going down the right path.
I was like, find good friends. That's my biggest advice.
Yeah,
I like told him.
Yeah, that was like the one thing that. We said was make sure you find.
But he seems really happy and excited.
And don't do everything that people tell you. That's for anybody. Any of you guys that like are creating content, you guys are getting recognition. Do not do shit because someone tells you have to do it.
Baby, stay true to who you are.
Yeah.
Do what you love. Do what you enjoy. And just.
Babe, Heath and I were posting drunk fucking vlogs. In the beginning,
baby, we were just having fun.
Yeah, just
people told you don't do a podcast. You're not gonna want to do it. You're not gonna last. Look at us now, baby.
Look at us, coffee beans.
Lights, let's go.
Look at us go, baby. Mariah Heath, remember the time back in the old apartment when I got horribly catfished?
Yes.
Horribly catfished. Like, it should have been a whole, I mean, it was an episode because I filmed it.
Real catfish.
But it could have been an actual episode because it was so crazy how far and how deep we went into finding this girl.
Right.
So, hey, guys, so let's roll back a little bit. So I'm using, I forgot what dating app I was using.
I think it was just Tinder.
Was it?
Yeah, it was
Tinder.
You're on Bumble.
I see this girl. Her name's Aviera.
Mm-hmm.
Aviera.
She was totally my type. Gorgeous, like, normally I'm like swiping left all day. And when I see the girl, I'm like, whoa, my type. Swipe right. And I matched. And I was so excited.
He said,
so
bingo.
So excited. So we immediately start like texting, and she gives me her number like early into the conversation. We probably went back and forth, maybe like, I'm saying her like it's an actual person. We went back and forth like 6 times. She gave me her number, and we started, we were texting for like probably 2 or 3 days. And it was weird because
it was getting pretty serious, clearly.
But wait. It was green bubbles. It was green bubbles on her end. So in my head, I was like, oh, this is weird. She's texting from an Android.
iPod.
She doesn't seem like a type of girl that would text on an Android. Uh-huh. So, but you know, whatever.
She has mirror selfies of her holding an iPhone.
But wait. It gets interesting. So I decide.
I'm thinking about her sending like a nude
that
or something,
was
but
part
it
was
like
I
Minecraft.
Know, wait, I'm getting there.
It's just like a Minecraft booty.
Okay, wait, Zane, get there.
Okay.
Shit.
I want to get the timeline right because I don't know when I brought you guys along for the ride because I think I went on her Instagram first. I looked up her Instagram. I was looking at her pictures and something was off. It looks like she just created the account like 3-4 months ago. In my head, I'm like, nobody just makes an Instagram 3 or 4 months ago. You already have an Instagram for fucking 3-4 years, you know? Especially a girl like this girl, because she was very photogenic. She looked very bloggy. Like, she just seemed like a girl that's had Instagram since it came out. And I'm looking at the pictures and then boom, I see an iPhone.
No way!
She has a mirror selfie
with an iPhone.
With an iPhone. And then I was like, maybe it's not her phone. I'm gonna keep looking. I see it, find another picture. It's a picture of her like just like standing, like posing, and there's an iPhone in her pocket. And I'm like, okay, no, she has a fucking iPhone.
He has X-ray vision.
I'm texting an Android. So at this point, I told you guys this. I was like, hey guys, I'm talking to this girl. I think she's a catfish because I showed you guys
just
her Instagram.
The signs.
And then we're like, all right, let's figure this out. We go back to her Tinder profile, and it's funny how you notice things as soon as you notice one little thing. I look at her Tinder profile. Every picture, when you save the picture, when you look at it, like when you're scrolling through, every picture has a line on the edge of it. It's either
like it was cropped.
It was cropped. And it's like, God damn it. And right now, at this point, I'm feeling not only betrayed and crushed, but I'm feeling really sad because I thought I met the one.
The one. After 2 days of texting, the one.
Hey, baby, I fall deep and I fall quick.
I don't want to sound all high and mighty, like I know everything, but I can't believe you that you can't spot that stuff. I can spot a catfish from a mile away.
I think
it's
Zane wanting it to be. Does that make sense?
I know that's what breaks my heart.
Would that be considered quick after 2 days? Or is that like, ooh, that's
incredibly quick.
Okay, that's quick.
No, I can see it within an hour.
No, I'm saying, sorry.
Look at this.
No, Heath, I'm saying quick of me finding out I was a catfish.
Oh, a couple days?
Yeah.
I mean, a girl like that talking to you, baby. It was a catfish. 2 seconds.
Shut up. All right, let's get back to the story. So I start texting her like I think she's a catfish. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm just being very like questioning. I'm like, hey, so like, what do you do? Where do you live? And she's like, oh, I live in West Hollywood. I don't know. I forgot where, Westwood. And I was like, oh, okay. So what's your Snapchat? Let's Snapchat. She's sending me these Snapchat pictures, but they're not like, you can tell they're not taken at the moment. They're like, just pictures saved, and she's like sending them to me. It's not because they were like full length. It was Snapchat pictures, but the quality just wasn't right when she was sending me the pictures.
Yeah, it's the Android.
Yeah. So, and I know, guys, you're probably sitting there like listening, like, wow, what a fucking idiot. But guys, it just felt right. It felt real. So. I ask her, hey, so where do you work? She tells me, I'm surprised I'm surprised this person was like would give me that information. Tells me where this person works. And it was, do you remember the coffee shop that?
Because
it wasn't like a Starbucks. It was actually
like a mom and pop shop.
It was a mom and pop coffee shop.
Oh, so she Googled this.
Yeah.
She found a specific spot.
So Mariah was nice enough to take it over because I think at this point I was like kind of heartbroken.
Didn't we call the coffee shop?
Yeah, Mariah called the coffee shop and she's like, hi, this is Aviera's cousin. I just wanted to ask her something real quick. And they're like, hold on 1 second.
No way.
And we're like, oh my God. No way. Oh, we started freaking out. We're like, wait, what if she's fucking real? Now I'm calling her workplace. I look crazy. I look insane already that I'm calling her workplace. So the girl comes back to the phone and goes, sorry, we don't have a, what was that? Aviera? We don't have an Aviera here. And we're like, we got her, boys. Yeah. We got her. And we're like, and then
wait, you don't want to slide back in the DMs be like, I called your workplace, you lied.
Wait,
like,
no, I didn't.
It was fun. We wanted to keep going.
We wanted to keep going. So I sent her a Snapchat video saying, hey, can you do me a favor? Send me a video of you holding a peace sign. Like, you know, just like a, and she goes, hey, sorry, I'm at work right now. Like, I can't send that Snapchat.
At work, baby.
And I was like, okay, you're not. Hold on. How did we? We ended up finding the actual girl. No,
there was a phone call or a voice message.
No. This was before we found. We got that voice memo. We ended up finding her real picture. No, or was this after?
We found a yearbook.
Hold on, was this after? Because
we looked through the school.
No, wait a second.
I think we reverse image searched the picture, and it brought it to like this school yearbook thing.
There was a bunch
of people, like a photo shoot.
It was an online yearbook.
We went through 80 pages.
It was like third from the left down in this row.
It was like looking through a history book. Everybody's faces were so small. There was so much.
Like, we think that's it.
So much going on.
Like, you know how you could go,
real name.
Wait, you know how you could go to the index, look up their name and see what pages they're on?
Yeah.
That's what we did. So we went to the page and it was like a group picture. They were playing like field hockey. It was like some sport thing.
It was weird.
And we saw her in like one of the bottom rows or something like that.
She was sitting right there and her name was Kika Latif. And then we look at each other, we're like,
it was a porn star.
We're like, this
sounds like one.
We're like, this doesn't sit right. Like, Kika Latif sounds even more like a catfish.
Yeah.
And we start looking and we're like, hold on. And then through that Instagram account, we find like a Kika Latif, but it was like a side account.
Right.
It like didn't match with the main account.
Yeah.
And we're like, hold on, what the hell is going on? We find this Pinterest page, Kika Latif, and it was like a bunch of like just wedding shit. Yeah. Like, what was it? We just found a bunch of like
just girly,
stuff. We're like, what is going on? Is Kika Latif the real person? Is Kika Latif also a doppelganger? Or not doppelganger, catfish? And we're like, fuck, we're never gonna figure this out. And then I send a voice memo and I'm like, or it was through Snapchat. I'm like, hey, please like call me. I want to talk to you. She voice memos me back. And I was like, oh my God, guys, I got it. Everybody, we all huddle around in the living room. I turn on my camera. I press the button and I swear to God, this was the most embarrassing moment in my entire life. I press the button and it sounded like a 6-year-old boy.
No.
A little boy. And it sounded like he was in school, like in a classroom.
Yeah, you heard.
And he goes, hey, sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm in class.
Got a blast.
You know that kid went back to playground and was like, guys, Zane just invited me out to the bar, baby.
Either that or, hey, guys, I just got another one.
He's on a swing and he's looking at his buddy. You ever heard of a Zane Hijazi? Talking to him.
What gets somebody to do that?
Wait, Zane, like, keep going. Remember?
Just bored.
When we FaceTime the real girl.
Oh, okay. So we put, all right. So after all that, like that was the last thing you saw in the video that I filmed and posted. And
so
we sent that video out. Everybody that was watching was on a hunt. They were like, we got to find who this girl is. And everybody, I honestly don't think we found the girl yet because like they ended up giving us the girl after we posted the first video, because everybody in the comments ended up giving us like, guys, it's Kika Lateef. Like, here's her Instagram. And we found her Instagram.
It's so weird.
She was like posting stories. Like, we knew it was her. Yeah, she was posting stories saying, hey guys, so this YouTuber, like, she's Australian. Oh, she lives in Australia.
She reacted to Zane's video of us trying to find her. Yeah, and she was
like, no, that's not me.
I ended up making another video FaceTiming her, so we ended up FaceTiming, and it was really funny. Like, she's really sweet.
She was like, sorry.
And I was like, how did it feel like seeing all these comments? Because her page was flooded. She was getting all these comments, all these DMs, all these messages from because of my video, because her face was like all over my video.
And she took this opportunity and ran.
Made a YouTube channel.
She started making makeup. She's doing YouTube.
I think her Instagram is basically like a blog. Like a blog. Yeah, she just like posts, like, she travels, like, she like posts here and there.
Yeah, she posts on YouTube.
But she still, no, she's like, I follow her still. She still like posts, like, every few days I see her post.
You know her boyfriend at that time was like, so you're gonna message? Oh, so you're really gonna take the FaceTime call?
Might as well make a YouTube channel out of these.
But yeah, no, that was probably definitely one of the most embarrassing moments of my life, was when I pressed that voice memo and I was a 6-year-old little kid.
I had a catfish experience on MySpace. There was this girl, Spencer, and she was like, "I'm new in town," and everyone was like hanging out with her, but nobody was really hanging out with her. But everyone made it seem like they were hanging out with her, and then I started calling out everybody on their bullshit. I'm like, this is a fake account. And then all of my friends got mad at me.
But then you fell in love with her.
They're like, no, she's a real person, Matt. Who the fuck do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. Because this girl had the coolest pictures. She had the coolest life. And she was moving to our high school. And everyone was like, all the guys were talking to her. All the girls were talking to her. Everyone had wanted to be her friend. And then I did some Googling and I found out she wasn't real. Mm. And then everyone got mad at me. And then it came out that she wasn't real, and then everyone just didn't want to acknowledge that I was right.
Doesn't it make you feel tragic. So crazy, like you're just talking to this non-existent, like, it makes you
it's
feel
like... It's a person.
Like,
there's somebody behind it that's talking
it's
to
just
you.
Not, it's just
but
not
it ain't that person you think it is.
Heath, please tell me you remember the time where this was another catfish. I was on Tinder. I mean, hold on. This might sound mean. This was a catfish. It wasn't like an actual catfish. She just wasn't her pictures at all.
Right.
Do you remember that?
We went to Dave and Buster's.
Actually insane. I feel like this was more of a catfish than the actual catfish. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I ended up meeting up with this girl, and she was nothing. Like, and I mean nothing like the picture.
Like what?
Where all my friends were like, Zane, that's not her. Like, when someone just... What did she do to her pictures that, like, made her seem
like Facetune? Just, like what?
Facetune the shit out. It was just like
completely butchered the picture to make it seem like it wasn't her.
She worked on them. That's for sure.
It was in Florida. It was in Florida, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to Dave and Buster's. I pick her up. I don't do this a lot, so this was like a big deal for me to pick up this Tinder girl to bring her to hang out with my friends. Right. This was just like a big deal for me. So I picked her up and she got in my car and I went, oh my God, that's not her.
And I look at
her again, I'm like, hi. And I'm driving and I immediately text Heath. I'm like, hey, Heath, long story short, do not, just be nice to her. I'm going to be like,
that's not your picture.
I was just like, Heath, just be normal. Let's have a good night, make it quick, and go home, and that's it. And then by the time I got there, you and everybody was like, what?
Wait, can you explain, like, how she looked?
It's hard to explain. She just imagine I gave you Facetune, and I was like, hey, it's your job to make you look like you, not yourself, complete, 100%.
Okay, so you know how, like,
I know what,
like,
you mean.
Zane's Facetune picture of him getting, like, the hair surgery, like, you know how, like, it looked like... But then, like, this showed up. You'd be like, oh, that kind of does look like it. Like, imagine you stretching that Facetune even more. But, like, looking like it was a Facetune picture.
Yeah, it didn't look like a Facetune picture. She was just very good at hiding herself completely.
Do you think she knew how the difference...
Yeah, because she was awkward.
She was very, like...
Yeah. It was really weird. It was really weird on both ends. I don't feel bad. I was...
Yeah, but...
She knew what she was doing. It's like you completely
you manufactured your pictures.
That's I don't care if that's false advertising. It's false advertising, and I don't feel bad at all. When I have pictures on my Tinder, I put the worst pictures up. So by the time they see me, I know they're more impressed.
They're getting exactly what they see.
Thank
you. I split it in half. I put my worst and my best.
Because so, if you don't like me, I'm at worst.
Because I'm not letting them down at all. I'm not letting them. I think it's really smart the way I do it.
No, it is. Because
when
smart.
I get a match, I'm like, whoa, this person saw my worst.
Right.
So now I know this person likes me.
At my best.
At my best.
But you know, if they have that in their bio, they're crazy.
Yeah. if you don't like me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's a stay away.
Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
Ooh.
I hate drama.
You know somebody's listening right now that is like pulling up their bio and deleting
it. Emoji, no drama.
No drama.
Keep it 100 check mark entrepreneur.
Pause vibes only.
Wanderlust.
I've seen that one.
I'll never forget my first internship I ever had. The girl right next to me, she had her laptop open and the wallpaper was just Wanderlust. Oh. And I was like, so you like to travel? She turned to me and goes, I love to travel.
Just waiting for somebody to ask her.
Matt.
Yeah, but it was before Wanderlust was like not as big as it was, but man, I'll never forget that. She was, I loved it.
She probably had like a balance tattoo.
I think she did. Do you remember that one time we were at Good Time at Davy Wayne's and two girls had the exact same tattoo, but two tattoos.
Yeah.
In the exact same spot.
Wait, really? Yes. And they weren't together?
No. And the reason why they both got it were completely different reasons. Like, these were two different tattoos placed in the same way where it wasn't normal.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like,
right, do you remember what it was?
Like an arrow and a moon or something.
I think one of them was Chelsea, right? JC's girlfriend.
Yes.
Chelsea Amara. I think she was one of the girls. Yeah.
I can't remember.
And the other girl was a completely random girl that we met.
And they
both had the tattoos. The same exact tattoo.
It was bizarre. She was just a really big Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
We found like a glitch in the universe. Like,
no, it was. No, because we were all talking for a long time. And then I think Chelsea noticed it first. She was like, hold on, what's that tattoo? She's like, oh, it's just my tattoo. It was very bizarre the way it happened.
Maybe it was a Chelsea fan and was just trying to get close.
Right.
She was just holding her arm like this the whole time.
She's drinking like this.
It's like people who get engaged, like they're like
every story.
Me and David Blaine have very similar tattoos. So
what was the tattoos that you both have?
It's like,
or do you?
Or do we?
He's been working on that illusion for a while.
Oh my god!
I have words in black, and then in red it highlights like certain things inside of it, if that makes sense. And then David Blaine has faith in black, and then in red it can also read as earth, if that makes sense. And he was like I've never seen somebody else with that like type of tattoo. And I was like,
it was meant to be.
She leaves me for David Blaine.
I never see him both again. Did we talk about the other? Matt, were you there?
Where were we going?
When he spit out frogs.
Oh, no, I wasn't there for that.
Oh, none of you were there for that?
Yes, I was there.
You were there, but not him. Oh, yeah, because he was gone. You weren't.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane. He has these frogs just sitting in his stomach.
Yeah.
Basically, he walks in with the frogs in his stomach. And he's just, the whole time we're hanging out. And that's part of the magic trick, where you see him hanging out just like normal. He's talking like...
For like an hour.
And then all of a sudden he's like, guys, I have a magic trick. And David pulls out his camera and he throws up a live frog.
Three of them.
His mind over body is incredible.
Can you imagine being his wife? Like, David, enough.
David.
Enough with the frogs.
What is this song association game that you were talking about? What is this?
Hopefully we won't get demonetized for it. So I'm going to say... did I just delete it? Hold on. I'm going to say a word, and I think you just have to like say a song. Love.
Love, love me do.
Okay. Good.
You know.
Great, there you go. Night.
Day and night. I toss and turn.
Okay.
Nice.
I know, but that one's N-I-T.
Yeah, hold on. Wait.
Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good
night. All right, go ahead.
Sweet
Caroline.
Shoe.
Blue suede shoes.
Shoe?
Blue suede shoes by Elvis.
Chew.
Shoe.
Is that a rhyming
like
game?
Shoe, socks and shoe.
No, I thought you were saying chew is the word.
Shoe.
I can't see your mouth. The mic. Shoe.
He, you know what he's doing now? He's trying to think of a song that's over
shoe
in it.
Blue suede shoes.
They're haters and they're facing and their ass is
nobody
the shoe.
Nobody listens to me.
Faster than you. Rather
oh,
than
that's that was a tough
pretty
one.
Good.
Dream.
I dream a dream.
Time to go. Lame is. Good job, Mariah.
I was going to do
work.
Dream.
Work.
Oh, you got to put it work.
Just find
work.
Songs that just have
that's
the
all
word
repeat,
as
right.
Well, that's the game, though.
Back.
Baby got back.
Guess who's
I'm so
back,
bad at this game.
Guess who's back.
Phone.
Pick kiss me through the
phone. Kiss me through the phone.
Okay, one.
Two,
I'ma
three,
tell
four,
you one
five.
Time.
Everybody in the club.
Beauty
and the Beast. Nope, not a movie
song. No,
Beauty and the Beast.
But the Jump 5 version.
It's not Beauty and the Beast. It's
Beauty
and the
Beast.
Beauty
and the Beat with Nicki Minaj. Okay,
I was so close. What?
Late.
Late night.
Nope.
I toss and turn.
Late at night when you're all alone.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Oh, there you
is
go.
Is it too late? Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I'm making up songs. Okay. Good.
Goodbye for now.
Stranger. It's been nice.
Goodbye.
Have a good day.
And I'm gonna go right away.
Go.
Go.
Go. Leave right now.
Yeah, it's the end of
go on now, go. Walk out the door.
Hey.
Forever.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
I'm in a
The office.
I will love you forever and
oh,
ever.
Good.
That's a good one.
Oh, I just saw My Best Friend's Wedding
recently. I was thinking Chris Brown Forever.
Right.
Rainbow.
I couldn't think of the rhythm.
Rainbow.
Like a rainbow in the dark. That's
over
Ronnie James Dio, baby.
What?
Or the Rainbow Connection, like Kermit the Frog.
Somewhere the Rainbow Connection.
Ugh, some of these are dangerous.
You make
dangerous.
Me feel like a
dangerous
woman. Like a
I'm really bad at these. I'm really bad
Queen.
Ye's a killer queen.
Dancing queen.
Oh, shit.
Young and sweet.
Hair.
I whip my hair back and forth.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh,
Bubba.
Thank you.
Honey.
Huh?
A sugar pie, honey
bun. I was trying to think of it. I was like, what's the first word?
I love you.
Bills.
Bills?
I got bills. I gotta pay.
She's
so
good.
So I'm gonna work,
Bubba.
work every day.
All right, we're definitely gonna get demonetized from that one. Got it.
Broke.
Oh,
if you ain't got no money, take
your broke ass over there. We don't get no money, take your broke.
That's good.
Name. What's my name?
Okay, you can't see the word first before you.
I know, right? He's like, he's getting it all right. He has it all prepared.
He read it like 30 seconds ago. Name.
Deep.
Rolling in the deep. What's Adele?
Rolling in the deep.
Who is Adele? Adele. Show me Adele.
We don't get demonetized because they can't recognize how bad we're singing it.
Lady.
Ladies night.
Oh,
and
I'm
the feeling.
Lady mama love.
Lady mama lady.
Voodoo voodoo shay adiwa.
This one. Guys, I got one.
Best.
We're going what's it? The best day ever. Fuck. How
best day ever. I'm on the
best
song
ever.
To the best day ever. Best song ever.
Wait, you had the best song.
We're gonna
me.
And
to
tonight.
The best
we're
day ever.
Listen to this, like,
is someone getting the best? The best.
The best. The best.
The
of you.
Good.
Real.
How was that? Real?
Real at give a fuck about it.
he looked at me.
Real at give
a fuck about it.
War.
Good. Yeah.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
That's funny.
He said war?
War.
Where's that word is in, is that?
War.
Hold on, that's,
yeah,
that's what
that's
he
not
says.
What he says.
That's the name of the song.
The name of the song is War.
What do you think he said, Zane?
I didn't know the song was called War, so I didn't know.
Slow
dance.
Slow hands.
Your next door, your last next door neighbor. Dip it low, pick it up slow.
Money not around.
My neighbor?
Christina Milian.
Oh.
No.
My neighbor.
Guys, I used to live next door to Christina Milian.
That's sick.
I just name dropped like
Cream.
A fucking asshole.
Here, you drop this.
Like
her name.
What was her name?
Cream.
Ice cream paint job.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, shit.
Have. Baby, you my everything. You the best you I ever
had.
Wait, no.
Best
no.
I ever had.
Have you ever needed someone so bad? That's Def Leppard.
Nice, hot stuff.
Thank you.
Need.
Need.
Nice. And I
need,
need
you right now.
Now. I want to make. Oh, let's. We're just making shit up now.
Yeah, this is bad.
I hope people are in their car trying to play along right now.
Yeah,
right.
Like
they're into
it. Okay. We're done.
Nice work.
All right.
Well, where has the time gone, guys? This
all right,
is
now
the
get
end
the
of our
fuck
podcast.
Out of my house with y'all germs, bitch.
Distance yourselves.
Yeah, now we gotta separate ourselves. So we're gonna end this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in again. What is this, the 27th, 28th episode?
29th.
29th! Wow. We're almost at 30. This is crazy.
We're gonna have to have a celebration.
I know. Guys, imagine our 50th and 100th and 150th and 200th. Crazy.
Not get ahead of ourselves. We didn't think we would make it to four when we started this.
We actually did give ourselves till four, right? The first time? Yeah, that was it. Damn, we didn't believe in ourselves, and that was the problem.
It's very crazy natural, though. It doesn't feel like pulling teeth to try to record.
I know.
It's like,
yeah.
we've got to do the podcast.
Guys, we know it's hard out there right now. Just kind of stay positive. Keep the best in every situation. And we're going to try to do our best to bring you guys content, help try to pass the time by. Something to laugh at and
guys,
keep
and
the spirits high.
Be safe, too. Like, wash your hands. Make sure you clean all your do laundry like every other day. Just clean everything.
We love you guys. We're all in this together, and we're going to make it through. Everything's going to be great, and
exactly. Guys, we post a audio form of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, on the Apple Podcast app, and we do a video version of this podcast on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
That is absolutely correct.
Our merch is 20% off, I believe. It's either 20 or 30. I don't know yet. But it's on sale. So grab your unfiltered mugs, your jackets, your hoodies, your shirts.
Also, they're donating some of the proceeds.
Yeah.
For every order they receive during their weekend sale, each order will provide 10 meals to those in need. So if you want to help out, you've been wanting to get their merch, now's the time. It's on sale, and you're going to be helping out for a good cause.
Yeah. We're all doing what we can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, we love you so much, and we'll see you guys Thursday.
Bye.
Besos. Wow.